I want to talk about some of the critical issues and not just the personalities, but I do have one issue. And, Dan Patrick, I told you I was going to bring this up.
Sure.
In 2006, I think it's fair to say a nasty campaign was run against you. And the person who ran that campaign was Alan Blakemore. What he did to Joan Huffman, I know that you personally don't approve of in 2008, one of the most vicious and untrue campaigns I've seen run in Harris County since I've been here in 1989. Her husband was his dear friend. It concerns me that I have not seen you campaign negatively. You didn't do it against Joe Nixon. You've not done it against Dan Patrick. You've run David Dewhurst. You've run on your record. It concerns me that there is a paid assassin on your staff who is not only unfair to people, he has shown a propensity for losing races that should be won by blunders and lack of anger management.
Okay. Michael, I have the greatest respect for you, and we've been friends a long time. This campaign is not about Jerry Patterson or Alan Blakemore. It's about David Dewhurst and me. And I know that Alan sent you an email the other day. I didn't know about it. I sent you a note immediately when I heard about it, and I said it was not proper, not appropriate, and I've talked to him about that, and that won't happen again. But I'm in charge of my campaign. I'm responsible for my campaign. And I can't talk about other campaigns. You know, when I ran against Joe Nixon, be candid, it really wasn't that nasty of a campaign, to be candid with you. It was a fairly clean campaign. And this campaign, you haven't seen one negative personal attack from me on David Dewhurst. Not one. We talk about, we contrast records and voting and leadership and surely talking about his campaign. But if you want to talk about, I mean, if you want to talk about consultants, how about his consultants who are running the dirtiest campaign in the history of Texas?
No doubt. My concern is if you win, and I think,
Dan,
we will, and I think you and I both know, a number of people have talked to you in the past during the course of this campaign that there is concern if Alan Blakemore goes to Austin with you if you win.
Michael. There is no concern. I'm in control of my campaign, okay? And I don't know what else to say. If you and Alan, I know he was your campaign consultant at one time, if you all two have a personal issue, or something, that's fine. I'm in charge of my campaign. And it's clear the campaign I've run, and I appreciate you saying that, has not been a negative campaign. We've tried to talk about the issues, and David Dewhurst, his campaign has been the dirty campaign. So if let's just say that email he sent to you was clearly wrong, and their whole campaign is wrong.
Well, I think that's true, but I will say this.
Let's talk about
I will enter this in the record. There will come a time between now and November, if you win, which the polls would suggest you will, that there will be a regret that Alan Blakemore is on the staff.
Michael, that's fine.
I want that out there. Let's talk about it.
You can put it out there. I'm in charge of my campaign, and that won't happen on my watch.
Let's talk about illegal immigration.
That impacts it in a negative way won't be on the team. Go ahead.